Petersburg's case numbers have remained low, even as they've spiked in other parts of Alaska and the rest of the country. Local officials continue to hear opposition to COVID testing and mandated health measures. Sarah Reed was among those testifying to the borough assembly this month.
You can start to see that this whole emergency starts to feel like a charade or a facade or smoke and mirrors. So I'm pleading to you to let's stop. Let's stop going over the cliff like everyone else in the world seems to be doing. Let's do our own thing. Let's run on our own course. Let's stop marching to the beat of someone else's drum. Let's stop with the mandates, and let's start coming together and being a community again and doing things together and having Christmas dinners together.
To that end, the borough's Emergency Operations Center has issued guidance on celebrating the holidays and is encouraging community members to avoid crowded indoor gatherings and limit their close contact with those outside of a household. Petersburg Medical Center CEO Phil Hofstetter updated the assembly on efforts to limit virus spread.
Right now, if the worst case is I get some criticism on my recommendations, I think I'm okay with that, especially as it creeps in within the state. Our staff are working countless hours. We're trying to see patients safely during the pandemic. There's nothing about this virus that is easy. We're very fortunate to keep our cases low, and we're going to be pushing very hard to keep those low.
The borough's EOC has published a dashboard online that lists case and testing numbers and risk levels based on case counts for the community, hospital, and schools. Incident Commander Carl Hagerman told the assembly he hoped it would not be confusing.
The purpose of the dashboard is to lay it all out there and show, you know, where the school and the hospital and community are all at the same time. And I'm hoping that with that transparency that it will be clear what is going on as far as the disease situation in Petersburg.
That dashboard is already online and will be updated daily. Along with the dashboard is a risk communication plan with recommended health measures for low, medium, and high risk. A level 3 or high risk situation could mean a stay-at-home recommendation for the community, along with guidance for essential businesses to limit customers or schools to revert to online learning.
And you'll see a number of risk indicators that go into determining what the current risk level is for Petersburg, and the thresholds for each of those indicators going up or down depending on the status of that particular item.
There are similar plans in place for the medical center and schools. This dashboard includes the risk status for all three, however, and Hagerman has made clear that the community, schools, or hospital could be at different risk levels depending on COVID cases and the risk of spread in each of the three. Assemblymember Jeff Mucci asked to have the same colors, noting the same risk levels at all three community fixtures. And Assemblymember Chelsea Tremblay appreciated that the dashboard could be used by others in the community.
This is a really great informative tool that anybody in charge of public spaces, public-facing businesses that try to organize people around, like, I think this is a really useful guide for knowing when to exercise extra caution as opposed to the current standard form of caution given the state of the global pandemic that we're in.
The plan is only guidance, and mitigation measures are not enacted automatically. Instead, future mandates would require decisions by the assembly, manager, or incident commander. The borough currently has a mask mandate in place. Hagerman told the assembly that that order, passed in November, seems to have increased use of face coverings in some settings and decreased it in others. The assembly could vote on adopting this risk plan and dashboard at their next meeting this month, but may delay that vote depending on their questions and public input. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.